Hello everyone, welcome to the daily Bava Kamma Mishnayos Shir. We're holding Bava Kamma Perek Zayin, but first we're going to chazer over the three Mishnayos we did last time, the first of which was the last Mishnah in Perek Vav. Perek Vav Mishnah Vav taught us, Geit sheyotze mitachas hapatish, a spark that flew out from under a hammer, v'hizik chayiv, and damaged, v'chayiv for that, that's eish moving, gamol shahayiton pishton v'avar v'rishus harabim, if a camel carrying worked flax, linen, and it's going through Rishus HaRabim. V'nichas ha-pishtan al-lesoch ha-chanut. The pishtan got stuck into a store. It's quite a lot. It's an overload. V'dalka b'nera shel chavani, and it lit up with the candle of the store owner. V'hidlik ha-sabir, and that lit up a whole building. V'al gamal chayav. The camel owner's chayav for all of that, any damage that was done. He shouldn't have overloaded his camel to the point that it had to stick its load into a store. V'niach chavani nerem b'chutz, but if the storekeeper left his camel outside, the chavani chayav, the store owner, is going to be chayav for the pishtan and for the building that was lit on fire. Yehuda Omer, the ner chanukah pater, Yehuda says, ner chanukah, you're doing mitzvah, you're osek b'rishus like that, putting your fire outside, your pater. Malacha, though, Rav says, is not like that. The seventh parak started, meruba midas tashlimi kefim luas tashlimi arba chamisha. There are more cases when it's chayav kefil, the double payment when a thief is caught with an item. More so than one has to pay the penalty of 4 and 5 times the payment when one steals a shor or a se and then shechs it or sells it. So the Mishnah says that exact point. Shemitah tashlumi kefil nehegas fei medavar sheish bo ruach chaim ebei medavar shein bo ruach chaim. Kefil payment is with anything, a live thing or not a live thing. Omidah tashlumi abar v'chamisha ein nehegas el b'shor v'se b'lvad. 4 and 5 payment is only with a shor or se. Shenemar ki yigno v'ish shor o se tzvachu mechor v'gomel. The pasuk says straight out when a person steals a shor or se, etc. One who steals from a thief does not pay kefil. He stole the item, and really he stole the item from the owner further, but took it out of the reshus of the ganav, not the original owner. It's not chayiv kefil on that. When a shechs or sells an item after the ganav takes it from the ganav, first ganav, and then goes and shechs or sells it, also is not chayiv dalzehe. If one steals based on the two witnesses, meaning he's convicted based on two witnesses, found guilty, and then also they also incriminate him on shechting or selling the shor set, or different edim do that part of it. He pays 4 and 5 times. If he stole and he sold on Shabbos, Tanam Malacha really sell on Shabbos. God of a Malacha Levodazar, he sold to Levodazar, also granted to Levodazar, but he didn't do anything with Machayef and Misa. God of a Tavich B'Yom Kippurim, or Shech B'Yom Kippurim, and the B'Yom Kippur, it's not the Iker Skila, it's really Chiyuv Karis, and Malchus that would go with it. In any event, he's not going to pay the money there. God of Mishal Aviv, V'Tavach Machar, he stole of his father's, then he shechted and sold it, V'Acher Kach Mes Aviv, then his father died. So comes out that in that case, it all belongs to him now. We'll see. We'll elaborate what's going on. Ganav v'tavach v'achkach hikdish. He stole and he shechted. And he makdish that meat. Misham tashleva arvi chamisha. In all these cases, there's no patur to get him off the hook. He didn't do any chilo shabbos at mechayiv misa to say kim levi d'rab minei and he would die and not pay. There's none of that going on. There's no issur to avodah zarah like that. In the case of his father, everything that he did was the other person's item, his father's item. Then his father died. Then he was yorishit. So there's no reason he shouldn't pay. And continues the mission. Ganav v'tavach l'refuah klavim. If he stole and he shechted for the sake of refuah to give to his dogs, a shochet v'nimsa treifor he shechted, and it comes out the animal was a treifa. A shochet chulin ma'azara, or he shechted chulin ma'azara, he's not allowed to do it. It's neveira. Mashalim tashlim al arvi chamisha. He still pays for all of that. It's all good. It's all good. That's all mechayiv them according to the Tanakamo. That holds that even though those last two cases are not a good shechita, to mat or anything, but they still are something on the chayiv zal vehei. Rabbi Shimon poter b'shnei elun. That's why Rabbi Shimon poters the last two, because it wasn't a good shechita, namely that it didn't matter anybody to eat anything. Okay, it says our new mishnah is for the day. Mishnah Gimel. Ganav al pishnayim b'tavach hamachar al piyem. Person stole an item based on the testimony of two witnesses, and then he shechted or sold that item on, again, those two witnesses' testimony. B'nimsu zomin. Those witnesses turn out to be Adim Zomin. Adim Zomin are witnesses that falsely testify against someone, and the way they're called out on their false testimony is that another two witnesses come along and say that you, first group of witnesses, were with us at that very time and place, very time in a different place, that you say that you saw the Avera or the crime happen. You were with us at that time somewhere else. That's Imanu Ayisem. That's the way the Adim Zomim are made, as opposed to if you just contradict witnesses, you know, they say that Reuven killed Shimon, and you say Reuven didn't kill Shimon, so we throw out everything. But those witnesses, you know, everybody goes home. But in the case of Enim Zomim, the penalty is that they are punished with whatever they attempted to cause the defendant to suffer. So in this case, these Edim testified against the defendant that he stole and sold or shechted the shor or set. So thereby, they're trying to mechayev him four or five times payment on the item. They turn out to be Zomim. That was their plan. Mishalim Hakol. They have to now pay everything. That's the din for Edim Zomim. They pay what they tried to make the defendant lose. Ganav al pishnaim. Two witnesses say he stole. The Tavach Machar al pi shnaim mechayim. Two different witnesses said that he sold or shechted. And everybody turns out to be false plotting witnesses. This more illustrates the point we just said, that the first witnesses only tried to get him to pay kefil. So that's what they're going to pay. And the last three will be responsible for three more times of payment. So that's what they'll pay shlosha. Even though the Torah never said a penalty of tashlume gimel, but over here it's not really that they're paying tashlume gimel, they're just paying whatever they tried to make the witness lose, whatever they may try to make the defendant lose, sorry. And in this case, they were only responsible for three more times of payment. It's not a separate din of tashlume gimel. Continues the Mishnah. Nimsu achronim zomim. If only the second group was zomim, the ones that said that he was tovach omachar. Who misham tashlume kefil? So he was actually guilty of stealing the defendant, so he pays the kefil. V'hei misham tashlume shalosh, and again they pay three more. Echo min achronim zomim. What if only one of the witnesses of the second set turned out to be eid zomim? Batla eidu shniyim. That wrecks the whole second set, because once you don't have two witnesses, you don't have anything. But it's just batel. It doesn't get a punishment, that eim zomim. It's either they didn't say anything. They're batel. Echa min rishonim zomim. If one of the first ones, though, was made to zomim, but l'kol eid, salam l'vata, not only the first set that he was part of, it's like he didn't have two witnesses, so it's like nothing was said, but also l'vata is the next set, because the next set is nothing without the first set. If there's no valid witness, no valid testimony that this person stole, then the following testimony that says that he shechted or sold an item is inconsequential. Perhaps he was given that item rightfully. It doesn't mean anything. In which case, there's no aegis there either. She'im en geneva in tvichum ve'enuchir. That's the last line of Mishnah, that if there's no theft being adequately attested to, so then there's no shechita or sale also, for that matter. Says the Rav and elaborated. So the Rav didn't say anything in the first case. It just gave us the sod of the Eim Zomim paying the whole penalty, and that if that it's split up into two, the first group pays for the kefil, the second group pays for the following three. The Rav says on that, ha'achronim ishalim shlosha. The achronim pay three more of a penalty lishor, if the case is a shor. For the se, it would only been two more, because the se, you only pay four times four. Says the Rav, it has to be that the second set over here were found to be Eim Zomimim first. Right, then they were mechayef. The eid eidei geneva who is mutchila. If the first set was found to be eidim zomim first, but the law eidus tvicha. Then you have the first set or zomim, and then the second witnesses that testified to the selling or the slaughtering are all butl. You had the dilma baila machrulo, because again they'll say we stick with our testimony. It doesn't matter, and maybe the bailim sold it to him, meaning. They don't have to say they suck this. It just testimony is gone. It's a not incriminating sort of testimony. Because now you have a defendant who is not. We haven't validated the fact that he stole, and then people are saying he shechted or sold an item. Well, maybe that item was sold to him by the original owner. There's no penalty. There's no crime here. If they found me zomim, why would they pay? They didn't testify of anything that would incriminate the defendant. They wouldn't have to pay. Continues the Rav. So this is now fast-forwarding to the case where one of the achronim, one of the second set, were found to be a zomim. So that whole edus is gone. Who misham kefil? The defendant is going to pay the kefil because the first set of witnesses is totally fine. Mishum edus rishonim because of the edus of the first. Behein peturim, the second set is pater. The ain edus misham mamun ashi yizum shnehem. You can't have the second set pay any money. You never have any edim pay money until two of the set. I mean the whole set. Right, the whole set of the Edim have to be found to be Zomim. And over here, one was found as Zomim, not the other, so the whole thing is just gone. Last case of the Mishnah was, what if the one of the first set was found to be Zomim, just one, but Lokola Edus, all the Edus is gone, but who Pater Vehem Baturim? Everybody's Pater. You have no valid witness telling you that valid set of witnesses, I should say, telling you the defendant stole, so there's no Kefil. I mean, maybe there's nothing else going on. Those witnesses are gone, and the later witnesses are gone, everybody's Pater. Even now, if you'll find that the second set, both of them, were also zomim, so they're plotted to get the guy to pay dal v'hei, emisham, they're not going to pay. Shahari badla edusan kivar v'huchshu. Their aid is already bottle. We threw out the fact that the guy stole. The huchshu, they were found to be, huchshu means contradicted, right? It came into Lagana of Lotovach, because if we haven't proved the guy stole, so then we have the contradiction of the fact that these Edim are saying that he sold a shechted. He didn't steal, so we don't care that he sold a shechted. You're contradicted in your testimony. They're not going to be chayiv on being contradicted or being found to be liars. They're only chayiv on what I said at the beginning of explaining the Mishnah. Imanu ha'yisem, you were with us. That's the only way to mechayiv in zomin, to get new edim to come and say you were with us at that time. You couldn't have possibly seen the crime. Shehusra gufa shel edus, that is removing the body of the edus. I mean, the very fact that they were there is being put in challenge. That's the only time the Edim Zomin pay. These are not Edim Zomin. These are Edim that have been huchash. They've been contradicted. All the more so, if he had that the first set was huzamd, was found to be Zomin first. Of course, you throw out the second Edim. So really, the Rav is kind of asking Akasha, why is our mission saying only one of the first set is Edim Zomin? Why not just have the whole first set? The difference is, Elishab is manshal huzmu ala echod. But Lush name. There's an important difference here. When only one of the first set is have found to be Ein Zomin, so that Edus is Batul. Batul means it has no effect b'chol. Av k'shehu's mushneim, if the first two are found to be Zomin, lo Batul Edus Rishona, el Mishalim Kefil. It's not Batul, it's consequential in that they will pay Kefil. They're found to be Zomin. So that's why you only get the din, Batul Kol HaEdus, you only get that if one of the first set are found to be Zomin. Continues the next mission. He stole based on the two witnesses, and then he shechted or sold based on one, or piatzmo, or himself. At that point, he admitted it. He admitted to the secondary crime of selling or shechting the animal. He'll only pay kefil. This is an illustration of moda b'knas pater in the case of him admitting the crime of shechting or selling it. The person who admits to being over on a penalty on something that would require a penalty, not mumo, not a strict monetary payment, but something that is a knas, something that's a fine, something that's in that category. So then he'll be patur from that by admitting to it. And we're going to see that in the Rav. Gonav v'tovach v'shabbos. What if the guy stole and shechted on Shabbos? That's in a chil of Shabbos. Gonav v'tovach v'avodah zara, which is also a chi of misa. Gonav mishal avi v'mesa avi. He stole from his father, then his father died. V'chakach tovach v'machar. Then afterwards, he shechted or he sold it. So at this point, that animal that he stole has become his before he shechted or sold it. Gonav v'higdish, he stole and he makdish it, v'achakach tovach v'machar, then he shechted it or sold it. M'sham tashlumi kefil, v'en m'sham tashlumi arv v'chamisha. All these cases only pay kefil, not dalad v'hei. Because we'll see all these cases, he'll have some more chi of miso, or he'll be his item, etc. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kashm shechai v'achirusam m'sham tashlumi arv v'chamisha, v'sheino chai v'achirusam patim. Rabbi Shimon says, now we'll see from the Rav, this is not really going on the topic of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon said, Kodshim, that one is chayav and achrayis for them. That means Kodshim, that I said, I have to bring this korban. I have to bring an ola. And then, so in theory, if the animal that I would want to bring ran away, I still have to bring an ola. I have to bring it from some animal. So that type of case, you're chayav and achrayis, you always have to bring an ola. He'll pay dal v'hei. V'she'en achayav achirusim is where I point to a certain animal and I say, this will be an ola. If it run away, I'm not chayav and achrayis. So if it's that type of Kodshim, it'd be potter. Let's see all the Rav over here. So if it was going about Pishnayim, V'tovach HaMachar Al Piyad Echad, says the Rav, Avagav Demilz to the Pshita Hi, that's obvious. The Ein Mishalim Arv L'Chamish Al Piyad Echad, you're not going to pay anything, not 4 or 5 penalty based on 1/8. HaGamash Malon Da Al Piyatzmo Dumi Da Al Piyad Echad. It's teaching us that the next case, Al Piyatzmo, should be comparable to Al Piyad Echad. Mayad Echad Yossi Eid Echad Boser Hachim Itzarif Bahadeyu Mechayiv. In the case of 1/8, if another 8 will come along, close enough to the first testimony, and combined with him, he could be chayiv with that. Al piatzmo nami. So too the guy himself. I asu edim basir hoda asu mechayiv le. If edim will come after his hoda, he was moded to the dal zehe penalty. He was moded to shechting or selling it. Then edim will come and say that very thing about him. He's now going to be chayiv. He would have been pater had they not come, but if they come, he's chayiv. The moded beknas ve'achakach bo edim chayiv. The case of moded beknas of admitting to a fine, and then edim coming to that same fact that you admitted to. You're chayiv. But that's only going to be if the defendant said, I did not steal, and Edim come and said he stole. And now, once that's already established, he said, you know, I even already shechted or sold it. Then the Edim come and confirm that fact also. Chayiv. That's a case of chiyuv. That's he's being motivated, and the Edim comes to the same fact, and he's chayiv. Sharek Shomer Tavachti Macharti Ain Machayev Atmo Bukum. When he said Tavachti Macharti, he didn't machayev himself on anything. Shirdehu Shimoda Kanas Patr. He knows that if Shimoda Kanas your Patr, if Enkan Hoda Shal Kum, that's not Hoda. Meaning he would already been chayev on the Geneva from Edom, from previous Edom. Now by saying, yeah, I shechted or I sold it, he knows he's going to be putter from that. And the Mela, that's not considered a real Hoda. Right? Aval be'omer genavti ubo edim shen gonav putter. If, like this, if he said, I stole, right, and then Edom came along that he stole, he's putter. Why is he going to be, meaning he's putter, and the Edom don't help the mechayev over there. Right, this hoda is being mode to pay Karen miho badasi. His hoda was the type that would mechayev him something. That's called hoda, meaning he wouldn't mechayev himself to pay the item. And then mela is in pater from the kanas of kefil. Even though Aiden came later. So just get that clear. So we have a klal that mode of kanas pater. However, mode of kanas pater of achakach bo Aiden. That he was moded to a kanas, but then the Edom came to that very same fact, that is mechayev him. However, in that, the Rav is saying a chiluk, that if his original hoda was the type that would mechayev something, and then Edom come and say that you did that very thing, there's a patur, because he was moded in a way that was mechayev him. That's where he gets the idea of moded kanas pater, even if Edom come. Right? But if he was moded to a kanas, in a way that he wouldn't have to pay anything, right? Meaning all the kanas would entirely, the hoda of the kanas would entirely nullify the kanas, right? In the case of just being modus dal, hey, they established that you stole already, and now you're just saying, I also shechted or sold, right? So in that case, the Edom coming along later will mechayev you. That's what the Rav says. Okay, next case the Rav elaborates on, what if he stole, umes aviv then his father died, who yorsha v'lo havyo, and then he's Yorishit. So now, when he shechs, it's not the Isser. So in that case, there's no Dal Vehe. It was his own that he shechted or sold. What if Ganav Vehektish? Ki Kotavach, the Hektish Kotavach. When he shechs at that point, it was Hektish's item. Below the Bible, not belonging to an individual. So all these cases, that's why it's Batur for Dal Vehe for one of various technical reasons. The ones that Rav didn't elaborate on Shabbos, the Vodah Zorah, the person Chai Misa over there, so Kim Lev the Rav Mineh. And Shimon Amr Kachin Chai Bachirusim Nuchuli. Rabbi Shimon Lav Amilse the Tanakama Kai. Rabbi Shimon is not going on the words of Tanakama at all. Lo Poligaleha began of the Hikdish Vachak Davach Mach is not arguing within this halacha of stealing, then makdishing, and then selling or shechting that you'd be putter. He completely agrees with that. Ella Shemina Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan Beduza Achri. You see, Rabbi Shimon heard Rabbanan say entirely different things somewhere else. The Amri that they said Hagonav Hektish and Base Bailim Putter. One is still Hektish. From base bailim. This is not a regular thievery case now, not Dal Vehe. When a steal is hektish from the house of owners, he's putter. I mean, the guy is makdish an animal, after bringing it as a korban, he's putter. Right? Iksiv, gunav base ish from the base hektish. The Rabbanan said you have to be stealing from the person's house. Now, this actually was literally from the person's house, but it wasn't from his reshus, because the animal in there was hektish's animal. On that, Rabbi Shimon makes a chiluk. If it's kachim that you chayv achyusim, then you are chayv. The Karina Bain would go to the Ish. That is categorized as stealing from the person's house. He came into Abal Chai Bachayusam Kikotolach to Mari Kotolach. When the being that the owner would be chayv to replace such an animal, right? He said, I have to bring an Ola. So if this animal gets taken, I have to replace it. So when the thief then goes and shacks it, in a way belongs to the owner. You took an animal in a way that would mechayv him. He has a chayus on this. So you're shachting something that really is his. But this is now an amazing chiluk I have to put in over here. This has to do with a lot of halachas and kachim. So again, the chiluk we're saying, Rabbi Shimon holds that true, you need begunav beit yish, you need to steal from a person's house. However, if it's kachim in there, that's not a person's, that's not stealing from them, it's stealing from kachim. But within that, if it's the type of kachim, the bailim be chayev to replace, then you did steal from him. If not, not. So now Rabbi Shimon is saying, even in the case where you're stealing in a way that is had to be that they have to replace the item, when is Rabbi Shimon going to mechayev? Only if you shecht the animal as a tamim, it's roi for a korban, it has no mum on it, no blemish, bifnim, shecht it inside the azara where it's kosher to shecht korban, the shame bailim, for the sake of their korban, the shame the bailim, elo shenishbach adam, but the dam spilled, or you shecht it outside, and it's a balmum. Either of these cases, the idea is it's not the type of shechita that is going to accomplish freeing the owner from his obligation to bring the korban, right? The first one, just to elaborate, the first one, if the blood, the blood is the matir, the blood is what now allows the korban to be eaten by the people, or in the case of an ola, eating by the mizbeach, or a combination of the two. So that didn't happen. Memela, he's not been yotzei tzchiyuv, there's going to be a chayis there. So what happened was, you shechted, you did a good shechita, you shechted inside, it's tamim, and the shechita itself would have been a good shechita to matir this stuff, but the blood didn't make it where it should, it spilled, and didn't get thrown in the mizbeach. So in Mela, he was a chayav and a chayav spring, another one, and he did a good shechita, going to be chayav and dal vehei. And the second case we're talking about here, where he shechted a balimum b'chutz, so shechted outside is no good, shechted a balimum is no good. On the balimum, he says, v'afo pish lo niftu. Now, a balimum, when an animal gets a mum that could have been a korban, right, you makdish it to be a korban, and then it gets a mum, you can be poded, you can redeem it. So over here, it wasn't redeemed. And wasn't redeemed, so Mimela outside was also not good shechita. Right? You had Bali Mumin. You can't shecht the Bali Mumin anyway. It's going to matir it without redeeming it first. So it wasn't a good shechita. So Va'af, so he says like this, Va'af bishlo niftu, even though the animal had not been redeemed, and if it hasn't been redeemed, that's not a good shechita. Wouldn't have matir anything. You have to redeem it first. Sover kolo omen liftos ke podu idami. Rabbi Shimon holds anything that is standing to be redeemed is as if it has been redeemed for certain things. Thereby, all these factors turn this into a good shechita, which needs to be done in order to accomplish a chiyuv for dalad vehei. If the guy shechted, it's a tamim, but outside. That's no good. You shecht a tamim outside, it just won't matter the food ever. There's nothing to do. We know Rabbi Shimon holds from an earlier Mishnah that a shechita that's not fitting and doesn't matter food somehow, you're not chayv for that in Dal Vehei. Halacha is not like him. Now, says Mishnah, hey, what if you sell the animal except for 1/100th? I'm keeping that for myself. Or you had a partnership within the animal. Partnership and ownership. A shochet misab liyado, he shechted and became an avela. Didn't do a good job of shechita. Ha nocher v'ma'aker misham tashlami kefal. What if you nocher is a bad type of shechita where you rip its nostrils out and kill it that way down to its chest? Or ma'aker means you rip out the trachea and the esophagus from the neck, not shechting it properly. All those cases you pay kefal v'ein misham tashlami arvi chamisha. Not going to pay dal v'hei. These are not shechita. This is just a bad way of killing it. Ganav v'rishus avayla v'tovach ma'acher v'chutz v'rishusam. You stole from the rishus of the Bailim, and then you sold it or shechted it outside of their rishus. Or you stole outside the rishus, and then you went into their rishus and shechted or sold it. Or everything happened outside of the rishus. Any of these cases, you still pay 4 or 5 times. If all that happened within their rishus, potter. We're going to see that in that case, although you affected their animal, perhaps as a mazik, you didn't accomplish a kinyan of geneva, so there's no parsha of paying kafel, there's no parsha of paying dal v'hei. So, says the rabbi over here, mechari chutz me'echa me'eshevo, you sold it aside from 1/100th of it. Ganav shemacha kol ha'shor chutz midavir mu'ad shevo, a ganav that sold the whole shore except for a small amount, and then min ha'devar min ha'tarim imo b'shchita, the part that he's keeping for himself is something that will be matured with shchita, is pater. Diksiv u'tzvacho mecharo. And he shechted it or sold it. Ad sheimkor kol dvar minitar mitvicha. It has to be that he sold all the things that are matured up with a shechita. That's the hekish of sale, the slaughter. That the sale has to be something that would matur everything that slaughter matters. Puke sheim hishir gives you a sale or okran. As opposed to if he would leave over for himself shearing or horns, so he'll have a shear. That's not called leaving over. That's not something that I would have been able to eat through shechting. So in the case of selling, it's not considered to be holding back a part of the item for yourself. He wouldn't be potter from dal v'hei if he had done that. Hanocher, Rav says, is koro minichirov adli, while ripping is from its nostrils to its heart. Hama'aker oker simonim, ripping out the simonim, the esophagus and the trachea, potter. Afilu rabbanim demari the amri shechita she'enu riyo shema shechita, even rabbanim that generally hold that a shechita doesn't matter is a good shechita. They agree over here. The whole lav shechita he b'chla. This is his b'chla, not a shechita, right? So it doesn't do anything. And the Ratzon in the library on the last cases, we'll just fill in that the story is, anytime a ganav steals, if he's going to be chayiv for the ganeva, in our case, the ganeva, the kefil, the dollars, the hay, it has to be that he makes a kinyan on the item, a certain kinyanim for ganeva. And if a person goes into one another's reshus and takes the animal, doesn't move it out of the reshus, he's never konen as a ganav. Mele goes and shechs it and or sells it in that place, he still didn't do anything on chayiv dal v'hei. I imagine, although it's not not being the fair share, I imagine he is a mazik. I mean, he killed the other guy's animal, so obviously he'll have to pay like that. Thank you for listening. Ritz Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.